Well, I will get a great deal of satisfaction if you will join in this hour as we talk about the greatest songs ever. Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones is considered one of the best songs ever, or the greatest songs ever, according to Rolling Stone magazine and a list of the 500 greatest songs that released last year. Maybe we can add to the list, or maybe we can make up our own list or our own top 10 anyway this hour. And we'll get some ideas from each other, and we'll get some ideas from our guest of music that one day might be considered the greatest song ever. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, March the 30th. We have our favorite music reviewer with us this hour, NPR's Stephen Thompson, and we'll have him in just a bit. But first, I am joined by my producer director, Bill Martins, who has an important announcement about the spring pledge drive.
Indeed. Good morning, Joy. Last hour, our goal was 25 pledges. We heard from 16 of you, so we came up a little bit short, but we did have a bit of a rally at the end, which is encouraging, especially on this last day of pledge drive. So if you've been waiting to make your pledge, wait no more. This is the time to do it. This hour, our goal is 60 pledges, 6-0, so a bit more of a lofty goal, but, you know, put the rally caps on, I believe we can do it. So you can do that by making your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a very special thank you gift during this hour, especially if you are a music lover. And who's not a music lover? We're all music lovers, aren't
exactly.
we?
Exactly. Yes, we are.
And we're going to be talking about music. We're going to be talking about great music. And we hope that you will share with us songs that maybe you have on your MP3 player, your iPod. I would like to know what I should put on my iPod that I don't have yet. So
this is the hour to listen.
This is the hour that I'm going to take some notes. But tell us about the thank you gift this hour, Bill.
Yes. For a pledge of $100 or more, you can receive a $10 iTunes gift card. How cool is that? So if you have your, you know, if you listen to your music on iTunes or on your iPhone or iPad, whatever, iPod, you can put this $10 gift card to good use and load it up with your favorite songs here. Listen this hour. Maybe you'll get a few ideas and you can download them as soon as you receive that gift card.
That's a good idea. This is a nice little gift. And these songs, if you download them, are usually about $1 a piece or something
like
that?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah,
so we get 10 songs. And
That'll fill up a CD. If you wanted to burn it to a CD, you can do that too.
Yeah, and a $100 pledge gets you the $10 iTunes gift card. And that will also help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. It'll be a nice contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. You become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio with that pledge of $100 or more if you would like the iTunes gift card. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
But wait, there's more. A pledge of any amount will also enter you into a drawing for a trip for two to London for a great garden tour of that city and the surrounding area. So that's for a pledge of any amount. Of course, you will be, as Joy mentioned, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And again, we are looking for 60 pledges this hour.
60 pledges help us reach this goal on this, the last day of our spring membership drive. We really want to go out with go out on top. Let's make that goal. Let's exceed that goal if we can. You've been listening all week, off and on, presumably, and you've been thinking, maybe I'll make my pledge a little bit later or tomorrow. Well, there's no tomorrow now. This is the last day. So make that pledge. Help pay for this program and all of what you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio with a gift of any amount. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge will be put to good use paying for the programming. Your pledge of $100 or more during this hour will entitle you to the iTunes gift card, the $10 iTunes gift card as a thank you gift. So consider that when you go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And I think this particular hour here is a perfect example of Wisconsin Public Radio at its finest. I mean, talk about one of the key questions of our time here, the greatest song ever. I mean, put your thinking caps on here, and that'll really just, you know, get your gears going here on a Friday morning. So if that's the kind of programming that's important to you, you know, those real thought-provoking ideas, that provokes discussion, this is that hour to make that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Come on, before we let you go, Bill, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is the greatest song ever?
You know, I was thinking about this, and it's so hard to just figure out just one. But if there's one that I think kind of stands out a little bit, and this is a little bit obscure, there's one by a band called Diesel. It was from like 1980, the song Sausalito Summer Night. Which has a, it's got a great guitar, okay? It kind of sounds a little bit like Steve Miller Band, and it's got great pacing, and it's just kind of a fun song about, you know, going on a car ride and...
Wait.
It's great driving.
I'm not going to let you off the hook yet.
Please don't ask me to sing it, though.
No, I'm going to welcome in Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music, contributor to NPR's Song of the Day series. He is the founder of the AV Club, the entertainment section of the Onion newspaper. He's also a native of Iola, Wisconsin, and a graduate of UW-Madison. And he joins us, I think, from NPR's studios. And are you there, Stephen?
Yes, I am, Joy. It's a pleasure to join you.
Thank you so much. So what do you think of Bill's choice for the greatest song ever?
Well, you know, part of the joy of picking your greatest song ever is that it's your choice.
That's true.
It's your... You can't possibly say, you know, it's funny, I got a text message from my mom this morning, and she's like, the greatest song of all time is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's a Mozart tune, and it's functional, and it has, you know, and it's funny, you can totally boil this idea down to, you know, a song that serves some gigantic function, but there's no way you can possibly pick one song to be, I think, the best. So really it comes down to what's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things about picking your favorite song of all time, it's your choice. It can be whatever you want it to be. It can be Gucci Gucci by Creation if that happens to be the song that you have decided is the greatest. And there's no wrong answer, and that's part of the fun of this,
of
this process.
You are so kind, Stephen. You're not going to make fun of Bill.
I'll make fun of Bill. I'll do it off mic.
Yes.
So, Bill, why is this song, do you think, your favorite song or what you think is a great song?
It's just... I don't know. It's a song you listen to and it just lifts me up a little bit, you know, makes me happy. It's got great pacing. It's, you know, good driving music, and it's just kind of a fun, clean song. It's just, it's, you know, plus with a name like, you know, Sausalito Summer Night.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Well, listeners, if you have a nomination for the greatest song of all time, which probably is your favorite song, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and some listeners have posted the actual YouTube or music that they would like us to hear. So we're trying to compile a list of some of the best music ever.
I'll go link to that Diesel song.
All right. So. Go do that. All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. And I know, Stephen, that you gave us your selection of what you consider your favorite music.
Okay,
and so, Bill, Bill, I wanted you to play the clip. That's what I was trying to signal you to do. I might as well say it since you don't. So let's take a listen to Stephen's clip.
Hurricanes hold you back. Raging rivers or shark attacks. Find love. And then give it all away.
Oh, is that ever pretty? Who was that?
That's a singer named Eve Barzelay, who performs in a band called Clem Snide. And, you know, it's an interesting... There are many ways to look at what's the greatest song of all time. And I think one exercise that is really useful, if you are an iTunes person, you mentioned that you know, if you pledge $100, you get a $10 iTunes gift card.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes is a great metric for determining what you actually consider your favorite music, because there's a little bar in there that says play count, and it's how many times you've played each song. And you can sort your entire iTunes playlist by play count, and you get a sense, like, here's a song that I've listened to, in the case of this song, 114 times, and that is not counting the hundreds and hundreds of times I've listened to it on CD. But it's sort of interesting to get a sense of not what is the greatest song, but what is my favorite song. if you look, what is, you know, what's your most played? And this particular song is my most played. It is a song that I've played for my children many hundreds of times. It's a song that I want played at both of their weddings. It's a song that I played for them when they were babies. And, you know, when I think of, like, what is the best song of all time, you know, I like to think about it in terms of, you know, how does it speak for me? How does it reflect sort of everything that I aspire to? And that line, "Find love and give it all away," is absolutely perfect.
I'm going to put that one on my list for my iPod playlist. You know, this list that Rolling Stone magazine put together, this was last year, the top songs, the greatest songs, 500 of them. I did post that on our Facebook page as well. But most of them seem like they're older. They're 50s, 60s, 70s. Maybe there are some newer ones on there. But I'm wondering what you think, number one, of Rolling Stone trying to put this kind of list together.
Well, this sort of list is an absolute guaranteed argument starter, and you know, for those of us who work a lot with the internet, it's just absolute catnip. You know, you put this list together, you put it on the internet, people will fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. How dare you say that Bob Dylan's "Like a Rolling Stone" is the greatest song of all time? You know, you're just being self-serving because it's got Rolling Stone in the name.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, that's part of the fun, is you listen and part of the fun of lists, and part of where lists are actually very useful as a reader, is if you see, okay, I love song number one, I love song number two, I love song number three, but song four I've never heard of. And if I love song one, two, and three, chances are I'm going to want to check out four. And so I actually really love lists like this. You know, even though they don't necessarily speak to my perspective, what could, except for my own perspective, you know, they're fun, and the point of them is that somewhere along the way you hope to engage in a certain amount of music discovery. And you know, one other point about picking a lot of old songs is there are new people are being born all the time, and those people have not heard Bob Dylan's "Like a Rolling Stone" or "Satisfaction" or whatever, you know, the great songs of a given era are. So, you know, as much as we might think, oh my God, I've heard that song 9 billion times, what an obvious choice, whatever, It's still going to be a discovery for a lot of people.
We have a number of callers, full lines with people who want to share what they think the greatest song ever. And we'll start with Rob in Menasha. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
What do you think?
I have to go with Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
And why?
So many reasons. First of all, you get three songs in one. Freddie Mercury is amazing singer and piano player. This is some of his best work. The harmonies that go insane in the middle section, and then the guitar breakdown that, like, Wayne World so expertly demonstrated, just makes you want to bang your head.
No, wait a minute. I'm assuming you mean this version. Hold on.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Figaro. That, by the way, is also my producer Amanda Magnus's, one of her selections for the greatest song ever. And I assume that's the version you meant by Queen, but maybe you meant this version. Let's take a listen to a version that has just hit the internet.
Man on the planet Earth. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Sorry, that's enough. That's a viral video now of a drunk singing Bohemian Rhapsody in the backseat of a cop car.
In its entirety.
Yes. We just had to play it.
I think one of the great things about that pick is it totally fits the brief that Bill laid out, which was it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a fun song. You can't deny that song.
All right, Rob, thanks very much for that.
Thank you. That
selection. Next, let's see, who should be next? I guess we will go with Patty in West Bend. Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Morning.
My favorite song would have to be Moondance by Van Morrison.
And why? Why do you like that? It makes you happy?
It makes me happy. The tune itself is just slow.
It just what? I'm sorry, Patty?
It just flows.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels so natural and so relaxed. It's like, I love that song.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Great pick. Van Morrison's one of those universal voices. Great pick.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Jess in Milwaukee. Hi, Jess.
Hi. How you doing this morning?
Very good. Do you have a nomination?
Yes. I like songs that socially speak to the social conscience or talk to a message. I like a lot of stuff by Harry Chapin. I like The Hurricane by Bob Dylan. Talks about Hurricane Reuben, Hurricane Carter, and the injustice of his arrest and railroading to jail and so on. I like songs that try to wake people up to social injustice.
Very good. Well, there's another good reason to like a song.
Well, I think you know, a great metric also, yeah, is songs that reflect an era and really speak to something sort of larger than themselves. I think that's a great choice.
Yeah, and we did mention that. And I played much earlier, in case listeners are just joining us. This was the greatest song of all time, according to this Rolling Stone list. It's another song by Bob Dylan.
How does it feel?
And the scuttlebutt on the internet over that selection was they just picked it because it had Rolling Stone in the title, Stephen.
Well, that was sort of my immediate reaction was, if you're going to pick, you know, I mean, you really can't go wrong picking a Bob Dylan song. You could go with about 20 different songs and say, oh, that's the greatest song of all time. But, you know, part of, you know, just listening to it now, it still just sounds so unbelievably fresh and vibrant. There's nothing wrong with that choice. Yes, of course, it's got Rolling Stone in the name, and you know, Rolling Stone loves to talk about Rolling Stone. But it's, you know, it's not a wrong choice. Just as I said earlier, there's no wrong choice.
Let's take another call from Dick in Bark River. Hello, Dick.
Hello, and boy, will I miss you. And was I shocked, because on my list of 1,000 favorite songs was the Ballad of Hurricane Carter also. But my pick, Someday Soon, Judy Collins.
And tell us why you like that one so much.
I like songs that make me misty-eyed.
Oh, well, there you go. Sad songs can be our favorite songs, too, Stephen.
Oh, God, absolutely. Well, and, you know, I'm you know, notorious for this. Sad songs are not necessarily sad. You know, a song can sort of feel sort of soul nourishing in a way that you know, while it may be melancholy, you know, just has a way of sort of cleansing your palate and sort of providing the sort of emotional mooring. I'm a sucker for a sad song. Judy Collins is you know, just a gorgeous voice, a great pick.
And Daryl in Exonia. Hi, Daryl.
Hi. I have a greatest song and then my favorite album, but the greatest song of all time is Ted Nugent's Stranglehold.
Oh.
And the greatest album is Supertramp Crime of the Century. I've probably played it about 5,000 times in my lifetime.
All right, Daryl. I know I'm certainly familiar with both of those artists, but I don't think I have their albums. So Ted Nugent and Supertramp?
Yeah, Supertramp was his album pick, and you know, a great song and a great album, there, you know, are just absolutely the soundtrack of your life. And when an album becomes the soundtrack of your life, it's, you know, it's absolutely undeniable. I have to say, just as a side note, that my ego absolutely demands that Wisconsin Public Radio reach its goal of 60 pledges in this hour. I've never actually done a pledge drive before, so I don't usually get many opportunities to just wax ecstatic about public radio. But, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Public Radio has just been a huge boon to my existence and the existence of my dear mother in Iola, Wisconsin. Do it for my mother.
Oh, yes. Do it for,
you know,
she. I hope she calls. She should call in with her musical selection. She did the first time you were on. That was great.
My mother, I'm sure, is listening right now, as she does constantly. I mean, you know, these conversations, and, you know, and I always, one thing that I love about public radio is the way that, when we do these shows and just public radio in general, I always love to think of as just a mass conversation, you know, that there's not this, you know, that there's always this back and forth. And I love, you know, that we, you know, we do this show and we get a chance to talk to listeners and sort of hear what they think. And just being a part of that is an incredibly rich and wonderful experience. And I would just throw out my pitch. I'm not, like I said, I don't usually get to do pledge drives, but, you know, this is the last day of this pledge drive. Become a member. You know, donate generously. Wisconsin Public Radio is just a wonderful, wonderful resource. And I always think of my favorite radio and my favorite podcasts and my favorite voices, and these sort of conversations that we get to have, as you know, even if you don't know the people personally, they become like your friends. And so, you know, I just encourage people to, you know, participate in the public radio process, give generously.
Yeah. Thanks so much for that, Stephen. Let me give the number to call to make a pledge, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. Bill Martins is also here. We have so far five pledges toward that 60 pledge goal.
Five?
I know. But you know what? It's always the second. Everybody waits until the end of the hour, and then the phone lines are flooded. But we're going to ask you to make that call or make that pledge now so we can reach that goal and not be all crazy at the end of the hour.
Exactly. So we are looking for 55 more pledges by the time we're done with this hour, so about half an hour. And don't forget, your pledge of $100 is going to get you a $10 iTunes gift card, where you can download all this great music we're talking about, including Sausalito Summer Night by Diesel, which I mentioned earlier. And you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do it, because we talk about important, significant political issues and issues of the day. Do it, though, because we also talk about the things that really make life better for us, like the greatest music of all time, and because we have great guests like Stephen Thompson joining us from time to time, editor and reviewer for NPR Music. And do it because you would like this iTunes gift card. A $100 pledge during this hour entitles you to this thank you gift, a $10 iTunes gift card, so you can pick up some of the best songs of all time with that. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So the last day, this is the last day to get your pledge in. Don't put it off any longer. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it now.
We are going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back talking more about the greatest songs ever. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's a Foggy Mountain Breakdown by the late Earl Scruggs. He passed away yesterday at the age of 88. Maybe that's the greatest bluegrass song ever? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the greatest songs of all time, and we are welcoming your nominations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are happy to have with us Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music, contributor to NPR's Song of the Day series. He is the founder of the AV Club, the entertainment section of the Onion newspaper, a native of Iola and graduate of UW-Madison. And we do have our full lines as well, but I'm wondering, Stephen, any comment on Earl Scruggs?
Well, you know, we have on the NPR website, we just put up this morning a Song of the Day feature of this wonderful Flatten Scruggs song called God Loves His Children. And part of what that song was chosen to illustrate is that Scruggs was not only this massive pioneer on the banjo and you know, the possessor of a wonderful voice, but also was this amazing guitarist. And you know, just an absolutely towering figure in music, who just made, you know, just brilliant song after brilliant song after brilliant song, was a towering influence and just a wonderful, warm performer.
I remember seeing him, this was a long time ago, 30-some years ago, at the Great Northern Bluegrass Festival in Mole Lake, Wisconsin, you know, one of our bluegrass festivals here in the state.
I actually got to see him just last year at the Newport Folk Festival, and was, you know, at the age he must have been 87 at the time, you know, still just amazing technique and talent, and it was a wonderful experience seeing him.
Let's take more calls. Chris in Oshkosh. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. I don't know that I have a favorite song, but I'd like to offer up one of my father's favorite songs as perhaps the coolest song of all time, and that would be Mack the Knife.
And why was that cool? Just because it was cool, huh?
It's just cool. There's a lot of different versions of it. I think he liked the Sinatra version. That's the one that he thought was so cool. It's actually, I think Bobby Darin gets the writing credit for the song, but the roots of it trace all the way back to like the 1700s. So it's the idea of Mack the Knife has been around for a long time, but definitely, I think, one of the coolest songs ever.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Try to get in as many calls as possible. Any comment on Mack the Knife?
Oh, just, you know, great pick. I mean, you know, any song that just endures for that length of time, you know, needs to certainly be considered. I'm just dying to hear these listener picks.
I just
want to sit back and just hear people hear, because I always want to know someone's favorite song. I will always listen to someone's favorite song, because if it's your favorite song, it can't be boring.
Now, this is a song. I'm going to play a song that a listener suggested on Facebook. I believe it was Gary on. No, maybe now we don't have it. I thought we did. Okay, Gary on Facebook. This is a song that my mom used to sing to me when I was a little girl, and I don't know if I'd say it's my favorite song, but I thought it was. I had never heard this version. This is Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash doing a duet of "You Are My Sunshine." Let's take a listen.
As I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
All right, I wanted to hear a little of Bob Dylan. He didn't sound like Bob Dylan with Johnny Cash there in that chorus. But I thought that had you ever heard that before?
Yeah, it's that, you know, and that's one of those songs, man. That's a great choice for favorite song of all time. You know, I've heard it in so many different forms by so many different singers in so many different contexts, and you know, it kind of fits that bill of this tinge of melancholy that I think is really important, certainly for something to be my favorite song
right,
of all time.
Right, right.
I think it's a marvelous choice. And you cannot, you know, we've already talked about Dylan, but my God, you cannot go wrong with Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash has a song, if you want to try to find a deep cut, perfect thing to use to spend your $10 iTunes gift card that you get if you pledge $100.
You're good, Stephen. You're good.
You know, this is my first pledge drive ever. Johnny Cash did a duet with June Carter Cash called "As Long as the Grass Shall Grow," and it's a reworking of an older Johnny Cash song. But when they sing it together, it is absolutely, and it was released kind of near the end of their of both of their lives. It is just an absolutely perfect ode to sort of lifelong hard won love. You know, I didn't tip off the producers that I was going to talk about it, so I'm sure you guys don't have it at your fingertips.
No, I don't think so.
But my God, if you've got that iTunes gift card, Johnny Cash, June Carter Cash, "As Long as the Grass Shall Grow," one of my very favorite songs of all time.
That one is on my list. What's on your list, and how much would you like to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio? Talked about the iTunes gift card. That $10 iTunes gift card is yours for a $100 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. And during this hour only, this is the last day of the Spring Pledge Drive. So you've been wanting to make that pledge. You've been waiting for the right time. This is the right time. Help us reach our goal of 60 pledges. We have 20 right now, so that's pretty darn good. We're on our way. But 15 minutes left in the program or so. So go to WPR.org, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552 and make that pledge. A pledge of any amount helps pay for the programs. A pledge of $100 will help help pay for the programs, and you'll get the $10 iTunes gift card that you can use that to maybe load up on the music you're hearing about this hour, as we're talking with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music about the greatest music ever. Let's take another call from Carrie in Augusta. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, good morning. So one of my favorite songs is Graceland by Paul Simon. I think all time might still be Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. And I have to also throw in album Carole King, Tapestry. Although a little part of you wanted to vote for Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees and Company.
I love it. I love Tapestry, I have to admit. I was asked once, what album would I take on a desert island if I could only take one? And at the time, that was the one I thought of. But, Stephen?
Lovely picks. Lovely picks all. I mean, and boy, I mean, Bridge Over Troubled Water is obviously, you know, one of the great, great, great Simon and Garfunkel classics. But boy, you could go a lot of different directions with Simon and Garfunkel and still be right on the money. One of my favorite groups of all time.
Last time we talked to you, Stephen, it was right after the Grammys. And let's play this clip. And let me ask you if you think this will end up ever on a list of greatest songs ever. That's Adele. Is Adele going to show up on one of these lists in a while?
You know, I think it's very possible. I mean, one thing that I think you need to keep in mind when you're talking about the greatest songs of all time, you know, that these are very personal choices. And a lot of what we pick, and, you know, we've heard this from a lot of our callers, is there's a connection to, you know, key parts of our life. You know, maybe it's a song that you were listening to when you met the person who became your spouse, or, you know, there's something that you played for your kids when your kids were born, which was sort of the basis, one of the bases of my pick. So, you know, if Adele has this you know, this major part of your life, if this is a major year in your life, this very formative year in your life, you're going to connect to an Adele song in a way that's going to last your entire life. And I think there are a couple of songs on that Adele record, particularly that ballad Someone Like You, that you know, I feel like they've become sort of new pop standards. And you know, someone who grew up on a different set of standards might say, well, that's not as good as, you know, Sinatra singing, blah, blah, blah. But for the person, you know, who, you know, came of age to that song, connected to that song is going to have the power for that person that a Sinatra had on somebody who came of age to that.
Let's go next to Gary and Adam's Friendship. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. How about James Taylor, Country Road? And I would like to say also that I dug many holes in the dirt with my feet with Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs up at the Mole Lake Bluegrass Festival many times over.
Maybe we were there at the same time, Gary.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Thanks very much. So James Taylor, yeah, that sounds great. Country Road. I'm not sure I remember that one specifically, though.
Well, it's another one of those voices that really cuts through a lot of things for a lot of people, you know, and I think that's such a big part of a lot of, you know, what becomes people's favorite songs is if that voice has a way of cutting to your heart, you know, and the song that I played, that Find Love song by Yves Barzelay, his voice has this like slight kind of Kermit the Frog vibe, you know, that speaks not only, you know, in this very warm way, but also kind of taps into something very comforting from my childhood. And I think James Taylor, you know, is somewhat in that category as well, of this very, very empathetic voice. And a song that feels like it empathizes with you is a perfect pick for a favorite song of all time.
Let me play a selection that I know a listener wants to talk about. Let's take a listen to Dave Brubeck. All right, that's take five. And Norman, Wisconsin Rapids, why is that the greatest song ever?
Well, I think it's one of the greatest songs ever from a historical standpoint. The fact that that whole album that it came from, Time Out, is an album that brought jazz into a new sense of public awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Steven. Marvelous pick. Absolutely marvelous pick. And another example of a musician who has endured for decades and decades, and the fact Brubeck is still performing. I mean, that song, you know, that song was, you know, not only incredibly influential, but also I think still also taps into that. There's a warm voice to that song, even though it's instrumental.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to remind listeners that it's pledge drive time. It is the last day of the pledge drive. So, and we're going to continue talking and taking your selections of best songs ever. But I want you to know that we have just 10 minutes or so left in the hour, and we need 38 more pledges to reach our goal this hour. Now, that's doable, absolutely doable, if you make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of any amount, and it will be used to help pay for the programs that you value. If you pledge $100, we will send you, if you'd like it, the $10 iTunes gift card. So, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
What's going on?
Well, that's What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, one of the greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stones magazine in its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time that it compiled and put out last year. We're talking about what we consider the best songs of all time with Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music, contributor to NPR's Song of the Day series. He's reacting to your choices, your suggestions and nominations, and he's giving us some of his own. And what else is going on. This is our pledge drive, and this is the last day of the spring membership drive. That's right, the last day, and we are looking for 34 more pledges to reach our goal this hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Stephen Thompson stays with us, and Bill Martins joins us once again. Bill, we are running short on time and coming close to that goal.
Yep, we've got about 7 minutes to go here. We're looking for 33 more pledges. So we have a little bit of work to do, but I know if we can all get together, we can take care of this thing and make short work of that 33 remaining pledges. And you can do so at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Tom in Washburn emails, my favorite song is All Blues on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue album. Three-quarter time, great musicians, and listen for the drummer's change from brushes to sticks. Sublime. All right.
Marvelous.
And we'll go to Deborah in Milwaukee next. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
My favorite song, it's actually a newer song, but I have like thousands of songs in my iPod, but I keep coming back to this one because I think it's going to be like a classic that's going to be around forever. And it's called Home by Edward Sharpe. Oh, yeah. And it was played on a commercial a couple years ago, and I remember hearing it, and I was like, what is this?
Why do you think it'll be a classic?
It has kind of like a 60s feeling. It just seems like it's just happy. It just reminds me of something really peaceful, and I'm sure the music person will know the song.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I first heard this song. They hadn't even put out their first record yet. I happened to stumble into a party where they were playing at South by Southwest a few years ago. This is Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and they played this song "Home," which has been, as she said, played on a lot of commercials, a lot of TV shows. And I just stood there and burst into tears.
Oh.
It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. It is perfectly timeless. An excellent, excellent choice. I mean, obviously, any song that's come out in the last few years, it's weird to say, oh, this is one of the greatest songs of all time. But it is, that is a fantastic song and not at not a bad choice at all.
Well, I have to hear this song now, and my my crack producer director Cynthia Schuster has loaded it up. Let's take a listen. I recognize that.
Yeah.
I like it. That's on my list for my iPod, because I'm gonna put at least 10 new songs on my iPod with my $10 iTunes gift card that I'm going to get when I pledge $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. That is our thank you gift this hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Bill, time is running short.
It is. Tick, tick, tick. We've got about 5 minutes left to go this hour, looking for 29 pledges. We've heard from 31 of you already, and get this, 22 of those 31 pledges are from new members.
That's fantastic.
That's
nice.
Really good. So yeah, that's always encouraging to see. Oh, we just got one more.
Yeah.
So WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and WPR will be here to continue to bring you programs like this one where we can talk about thought-provoking discussions such as the greatest songs of all time. I don't know about you guys. This is a great hour. I'm having a lot of fun listening to this back at the office.
I'm seriously writing down these names of songs that I want to check out. I want to load up. Stephen, what is it about music that I said when I started the hour, we all love music. We all love music.
It sounds like a cliche, but it's the soundtrack of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it says things that we're incapable of expressing in our own words. I think that, you know, songs become sort of stand-ins for our personalities a little bit and our philosophies a little bit. And songs sort of say things better than we could. And you know, part of what I love about music and part of why it's such a joy to write about it and talk about it for a living is there are constantly these new joys being created. You know, I had a conversation with one of the editors here the other day, and you know, about like what is the greatest year for music ever? You know, we have these debates. Oh, maybe it's 1967. Maybe it's, you know, and I always say the best year for music is next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there's just this endless. There are just these waves. It's like the ocean. You know, the waves are always coming in, and every wave is a new wave. There's always new music being made that's being added to this incredible mosaic. And you know, it's such a joy to be a small part of just getting to talk about it. And I love being able to talk about it on Wisconsin Public Radio. And you know, the fact that you're getting new members today is just fills my heart with joy. If you're listening now and you've ever thought about becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, please do. It's such an enriching part of our lives, you know, these conversations and these voices. Please become a member.
And we are having more than half of our pledge count during an hour have more than half new members. That is outstanding. And that's because we probably have some newer listeners who are encouraged or are being motivated to call in a pledge of $100 because we have this $10 iTunes gift card as your thank you gift, and you want to put some new music on your MP3 player or whatever your listening device is. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Bill, while the board says 20 pledges to go, I think we can do that. Even people can still call through the news.
Absolutely. I believe we can as well. Looking for 20 pledges in about 2 minutes here, so we're making some headway. Check this out. Patty from Hustisford says, thank you for many hours of informative listening. I listen to WPR when I'm gardening and often stop to write down information that I just heard, kind of like you, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the great work. Donna in Eagle River says, I love listening to the morning show with Joy. I especially enjoy all the political coverage. Well, you're going to get that coming up next hour with the Weekend Review. So
Right. Thank
you very much for that. Looking for 19 more pledges to go here. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge now. Help us reach the goal. This is the last day of the membership drive, and this $10 iTunes gift card is good through this hour. Stephen Thompson, thank you so much. We got to go.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is the Ideas Network.